GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with James Strebel.
Amadi Bates hadn't committed yet.
No.
Michigan's put on a big press for him.
Michigan said he's not going to Michigan.
Okay.
He's not going to Michigan.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, good.
The Take with James Strebel.
I'm the Louisville man.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Might be nice to start out with a W, guys. You know, can we do
that? You make a point.
Yeah, can we do that? But also,
actually, you make a point. Yeah.
But also, I mean, if you look at what Syracuse does at home in September, I mean, particularly against teams like Clemson, it's not a walkover. You know, like, for whatever reason, in September, in the Carrier Dome,
they
are competitive.
All right, welcome back to The Take here on ESPN 680, 105.7. I'm James Strebel. Andy is enjoying, what do you think Andy's enjoying right now?
Craft beer.
Yes, he just sent me a picture of a craft beer. He said he's drank like four of them. He's feeling good right now. So our guy Andy Sweeney, he also said he needs a Comrex with the breaking news of the revelation that John Ramsey was indeed the author of the Shildoria message going out to the public. That was made known at about 5:15, thanks to our man, the sheriff, Mark Blankenbaker, was on the case, and he dug up the exact email that John Ramsey wrote to President Lori Gonzalez. So we had that. Paolo DePiccolo was on at 3:45. We talked Kenny Payne and NIL at 4 o'clock. Travis Branham just joined us to talk Imani Bates. A couple things important that Travis Branham did say. Number one, that the Imani Bates Michigan stuff is not one-sided. It's mutual interest, so that should worry Louisville fans. That he thinks that this will wrap up soon, perhaps this week, with Imani Bates to Michigan, and that he thinks that Louisville will be sticking with a nine-man roster and not going out just to take guys. And he didn't really have an answer when I asked who was still out there. He just said, you don't need to take guys, just take guys. And I think the writing's on the wall there. So that's just a recap of what we've done so far. Jack, is a pretty good synopsis for you?
Oh, it's been a great show today.
Yeah, it's been a news-breaking show today. We'll have Perrin Johnson in tomorrow, to kind of balance things out and hear a more of a Louisville fan perspective. So that'll be interesting as well. And I also want to get his thoughts on Kenny Payne and the hire and everything from not only a Louisville fan perspective, but a former player.
As he united the former players. 9680.
Yes, absolutely.
You tell Perrin Johnson how he's wrong. Tomorrow.
You tell Perrin Johnson how he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though he's the former player that interacts with the program.
Exactly. No kidding. All right. Let's go ahead and get to some more stuff here. Talk Kenny Payne heavily. So let's go ahead and continue on with that. Again, Kenny Payne talked to, and then we're going to get to some recruiting stuff here on three relates to the latest recruiting rankings. DJ Wagner actually dropped to number two in the rankings. Number one, GG Jackson, already committed to North Carolina. So Hubert Davis getting it done there. So
secured.
Secured. Yeah, take that, Shire. Number one player going to Hubert Davis.
Secured.
It makes me sick having to sit here and pump up North Carolina. Just because I hate Shire that much. And by the way, before we get to this Kenny Payne stuff, let's turn a little bit. Did you see new bracketology came out?
I was sent a screenshot. I haven't looked at the full thing yet, but I've been sent a screenshot.
Okay.
Of something where I say the committee should just set this as the region now, and we can just play, just forget about the rest of the season.
It would be great. It would be absolutely fantastic. By the way, Purdue just got a 4-star defensive lineman.
Whoop-dee-doo.
So there's that. Yeah. Yes. Louisville, Kentucky didn't get it. Jeff Brown.
The day of reckoning's coming for Purdue when the Big Ten ditches division.
Oh, yeah, yes. Absolutely. By the way, and I kept talking about this, Kaysen Wallace is represented by Excel Sports for NIL. So we had all that big discussion about Kenny Payne, how he is or isn't using NIL. And people were like, Calipari said this, this, and this, which he did. But he can also point to stuff like that and say, I have that going on. We can help you with that. All right. So bracketology real quick, then we'll talk about how Kenny Payne is going to run the team. So Gonzaga used to be Kentucky and North Carolina as the number one overall seed. Gonzaga, of course, has now gone to the number one overall seed, Jack, because Timmy came back.
I mean, Timmy.
You know, so Gonzaga continues to steal a number one seed from everybody else because they don't play anybody.
So now you pivoted to Kentucky was too high to how dare are they behind Gonzaga?
Yeah, no. I'm just saying
BBS.
No, I don't think there's a lot of that. I mean, if I were going to put a team as number one overall seed, I'd put North Carolina, but that's just me. But first team out, Providence. You mean Bryce Hopkins and Noah Locke are going to have Providence back in the big dance?
They don't have Al Durham anymore.
And, of course, the badass St. Mary's Gale is the last team in, Jack, just so you know. The Gonzaga's number one rival, last team in.
Is BYU in there?
BYU.
At some point, as I scan, literally just to try to prove this different as this one.
I don't see BYU
don't see
in here.
Either. Oh, well.
You know who else? You know who else I don't see in here?
Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah. Don't see Louisville. Well, but here's the interesting thing. So the South region, which is in Louisville and at the Yum Center.
What a regional this would be.
Dude, it's Kentucky's the 1 seed, Kansas the 2 seed, my God. The 3 seed, Duke, my God.
Do you see the 14 seed is, though, more importantly?
Well, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. 4 seed, Indiana, so yes. That could set up a Kentucky versus IU rematch in the Sweet 16 in Louisville in the Yum Center, so that would be fun. 14 seed, as Jack alluded to, Iona.
We're going to get Kentucky, dude. Indiana, Iona, Kansas.
Yes. They would be great. They would be absolutely. Duke's in there, too. But you got Kansas.
Well, no. Iona's going to beat Duke.
There you go. Yeah, Iona's going to beat Duke. I like that.
This needs to be your take.
Let's
Pitino,
go.
Pitino, with all that tournament experience.
Give me this region right now.
Shire's
he's
going
to take Shire down.
He's going to exit him down. To death. He's never had to face the 2-3 zone.
Damn right. I like that. So there, I just wanted to mention that. I thought that would be fun if that does hold up. Obviously, it's freaking June.
Yes, it's a very
so
long
who
way.
Cares? It's a talking point on June 14th. So that's all this is. All right, so let's get back to Kenny Payne. So one of the things that Louisville fans have on their minds is what is this team going to look like, specifically if you have a bunch of bigs and not many guards. Here's and again, this is from Eric Crawford. You want to read this whole thing? A lot of good stuff in this article. Go to WDRB.com. We'll talk to Rick Bozich on Thursday about a lot of this stuff, too. Crawford writes, some questions Payne always gets, like this one. What style of play will your team have? So tell me who this sounds like, Jack. But not yet. Let me read it first. The final line of this quote is a kicker. It is.
I wish you would have saved.
Haymaker.
I wish you would have saved it to say to me.
You know what? While I was reading it to you, I was thinking about how bad of a job I'm doing right now by doing this and not organically having you hear this quote on air.
I had to hide my shirt in my head and my shirt.
Jack literally almost took his shirt off.
Yes.
The last sentence of this quote. Almost took his shirt off. Here we go. Payne says about the style of play. I want to be a great defensive team. I want to be long across the board. I want to be able to switch bigs that can guard guards that can guard bigs, and create havoc on the court. And then I want to be able to get out and run in transition and get quick hitters. But in order to do that, to answer your question, I have to be able to teach kids how to play. I've got to be able to put them in situations where they can read and react and trust their instincts on basketball court without being robots. Robots, Jack. When you're... Also, you should have clicked dings with guards, bigs guard guards.
I know, I didn't think of it till that one, though.
Yeah, that's a good. When you're a robot, the other team knows every play you're running. The scores are in the 50s and 60s, and they can predict what you're going to run. With the scouting today, it's just so hard. But if you can play free-flowing, unpredictable basketball and has the principles to it, you're going to keep the defense off balance. That's how I want to play. Get the dings ready. I want to be fast. I want to be athletic. I want to play with freedom. Here's the kicker. I want to shoot the three, but I don't want to live by the three. Jack, who does that sound like?
John Vincent Calipari.
John Vincent Calipari. I want transition, long athletic players. I want to be big across the board. I want bigs that can guard guards. I want to shoot the three, but I don't want to shoot it too much. It's the Amish offense that you all crush all the time. That's what Kenny Payne wants to run. He wants to run the Amish offense that you hate.
Yeah.
This is if I would have said this quote and not said it was Kenny Payne, y'all would have been like, that's Cal. That's Kenny Payne. He's talking like Calipari. Do you all get it yet? This is what you're getting. You hate John Calipari. You hired his number one assistant for years. What'd you think was going to happen?
No wonder Cal didn't have a good coaching tree. You like that one.
I do like that one. But man, I read that last night, Jack, and I'm like, bro, this is Cal. This is Cal to a T, especially the end. I want to shoot the three, but not live by the three. That's John Calipari.
You got to value the three-point shot, man.
That's your wheelhouse.
You need to have shooting. You can't have four freaking guys that can't shoot on the floor at the same time.
I mean, Louisville's going to have that.
They're going to have that. Yeah.
They're going to have maybe five. I mean, L. Ellis wasn't a knockdown three-point shooter.
He was enough.
He was all right.
He's like the baseline.
He's 38%.
Yeah, well, that's actually... Yeah. I'm also been corrupted by...
I got to look. Yeah. Now that we said it, I have to
look
and
see.
Yeah,
I've been corrupted by Indiana's poor standards of shooting the last 5 years to where 38% sounds like a godsend from three to me.
Right, okay. It's like, well, I'm in the same boat with Kentucky.
Yep. It's Louisville the last couple of years.
If a guy shoots 38%, I'm like, huh?
What? He was...
I got it right here. Hold on.
36%.
So not even as good as I said.
Yeah, which is still... That's good enough. I'll put it this way. That can't be your best three-point shooter.
Jackie is.
No, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're on a team where you have at least three guys that are threats from shooting threes, you can have that on there because that is a good above-average three-point shooter.
Right.
But that can't be your best three-point shooter.
No. I mean, here's his stats from last year, and this is Louisville's starting point guard. 8.7 points, 1.9 rebounds, only 1.6% and shot 39% from the field. 36% from three. Just saying. All right, Jack, let's play some, in this vein of conversation, let's play some Danny Manning sound, all right? So Danny Manning talked a lot about the things that Kenny Payne just said here. He wants to, let's go ahead and talk about the guard situation and being a work in progress. So this is Danny Manning, Louisville basketball assistant coach.
Well, I mean, we're still a work in progress, right? We don't play our first game until when? So there's a little bit of time left. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is when we go through the recruiting phase is we have to make sure we're bringing in young men that are fit for KP and his style of play and what we want from them on the court and off the court. And we're not going to rush into a decision. KP has said that and stressed that to our staff many, many times, is we got to make sure that we have a really good feel and we got to vet the process before we bring anybody into our family. And that's just the mindset and of what we're trying to accomplish. We do have some guys out there that if you talk about traditional positions and you put it height-based, it might be a little bit different than what you see this year. We have great length. We have great athleticism because we have a lot of guys that are long and athletic, but you know that doesn't mean they can't play in different places on the court. So you know there'll be times that you know KP will have an opportunity to put out some really, really long athletic lineups out there on the court where you know you might have a point guard, if you will, and everybody else could be 6'6" or taller or 6'7" or taller. So a lot of it's just going to depend on the game, the matchup, understanding scouting report, injuries, and foul trouble as well.
All right, so there's Danny Manning kind of, I mean, it's just interesting how the narrative has now all become, you know, we got to vet guys, we got to take, I mean, these weren't the talking points, you know, a month ago.
Not even three weeks ago.
It's just the Louisville basketball staff is having to try and sell that.
This wasn't the talking point when they hired Milt Wagner.
No, this
was
not.
And that was, what, 2.5 weeks ago, roughly?
If you remember, I don't know if you can find the sound or whatever, but, I mean, he talked about how he wanted two more guards and a wing.
Can you think I can do that on this computer
right now? I know
you
can. No, I'm just saying. I know you can. I'm just saying. I mean, he said that. I wish I could remember exactly who he was talking about. He may have been a podcast with either Field of 68 or Andy Katz or somebody. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, but he said he wanted two guards and a wing.
And I think it was with Rothstein, possibly.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I think it was with John Rothstein. I knew it was a podcast, maybe with John Rothstein. But, I mean, he had planned on getting two more guards, a wing, and it's just not happening. So now they've had to switch to, well, they didn't fit our culture. And it's like, maybe that's the case, but that's not what you were saying. Things have changed, and I think there's a little damage control going on with the Louisville basketball staff. All right.
Does the phrase "didn't fit our culture," can that just be interpreted as the NIL stuff?
Yes. I think so, but I also think that along with the NIL stuff, you could also, I don't know if you can factor in, like, behavior and just if a player is able to.
So, like a Dior Johnson.
Yeah, a Dior. Well, I really don't know. I don't know. I don't know what is going on here. I'm as stunned with this as anything. I really am. It can't just be NIL, Jack. Right?
Well, I keep saying it. I think it goes back on the IRP stuff.
They're talking about NIL.
I know they're not talking about that, but.
Yeah.
But I think
players?
I think that's like the unspoken thing, the cloud that's still hanging around.
Or maybe, like, guys know what Louisville brought back, and they're just not like, man, I don't know if I want to play with that. They stunk. They won 12 games. Like, I don't – like, the players that they brought back aren't good players.
Well, let's view it this way. Let's say you're a transfer in the portal.
Yeah.
You got 1 year of eligibility left, and Louisville comes and calls you, and you're looking at them as saying, okay, they went 13-19 last year. We won't know if they're eligible to play in the tournament until October or November, more likely than not.
Yeah.
And even if they are eligible, it's still not a guarantee that they're going to make the tournament, to say the least, with that roster. And then you get calls from a school like Gonzaga, like a Malachi Smith did.
Sure, yeah.
And you get told, hey, we want you to be our starting point guard. Drew Timmy's coming back now.
Right.
You're going to be preseason number one. We got an NIL deal for you, and we're a program that's had 7, going to be 8 in about a week when Chad Holmgren goes, 8 first-round picks in the last 6 drafts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I mean, like, that's just a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It is, and that's unfortunate, and that's not where Louisville's supposed to be in that pecking order, and that's not Kenny Payne's fault
that they're not in that spot. Right. But he's got to do more.
But that's the reality of the situation of what they're in right now.
Right, right. All right, let's do a little more Danny Manning sound, then I'm going to read some texts. They're coming in hot and heavy. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Let's go here. Let's go to da-da-da-da.
And I'd add, despite what happened the rest of this offseason, Payne will have the time to create his own narrative and change that.
Right. Yes, absolutely. All right, let's go with the on the changing landscape of college athletics. I think that fits our discussion right now.
The landscape of college athletics has changed dramatically with name, image, and likeness. It's changed dramatically with student athletes being able to transfer and immediately be eligible. So, you know, there are a lot of things that we're navigating right now, but we're no different than any other team that's out there. I think when we bring somebody to the table that we have interest in and they have interest in us, it's a great conversation that they have with KP or Coach Payne, if you will, about what he expects from them day in and day out. And then everything else falls into place. You know, we got to make sure that we're bringing in young people that have a thirst, have a hunger, have a love for the game, and have a understanding and desire to want to get better and improve. And then from there, everything falls into place. Now, you know, there's going to be a lot of kids out there that receive a lot of NLI money, but that doesn't make them love the game anymore. And, you know, so you got to make sure that you bring it in guys that have that internal drive, that internal desire to want to go out and to accomplish great things or maximize your potential as close to the ceiling as you can get. Those are the type of young people we want to bring into our program. And it's not just on the court. We want to help prepare them for life after they leave here as well. You know, a lot of times for us as coaches, success is when we get a phone call from a young man that says, hey, I have this going on in my life, or I just got a promotion, or I just had my first kid, or my first kid just started school. You know, those are the types of things that we really enjoy sharing and hearing about from our former players. And so a lot of it also is off the court, how we're going to carry ourselves, how we're going to act, and things of that nature. So it's an all-around situation for us where we want what's best for our young people on and off the court.
All right, so Danny Manning and Kenny Payne are both doing a in my opinion, a good job of selling next year. I'm not saying they're saying this year's a wash, because they're not. I mean, this is, but they're telling you in other words that this is like the bridge year for Patino.
I mean, that team was a four seed.
But you're right. Before the season started, this is a bridge year. I think Kenny Payne and Danny Manning are both saying, we have this culture that we're trying to instill. We have to do it this way. This is the way we need to do it. But again, Jack, it just flies against everything that we were told. And they've changed their tunes a little bit on getting players and how they're going to get players and this, that, and the other. So
they have. But I would say, like, even the bridge year at that point, and this shows just how much expectations have changed and how Louisville isn't where they're used to being right now.
Right.
Now, even when, you know, they're talking about the bridge year, when they say the down year, it's being like a 7, 8, or 9 seeder, or like being on the bubble or something.
Sure, sure.
Not 13-19.
Right.
Not like what the top end good expectations are for this team.
Yeah.
Or goals for this team. I won't even call them expectations.
Just goals. Yeah, not a good way to put it. Goals. All right, let's bang through some texts here before we take a break. All right. Texter says it's Bates' dad. That's what nobody wants, the dad. But Travis Branham said it's mutual interest between Michigan and Monty Bates. Texter says, when Louisville sucks next year, how hot will KP seat get? Well, it shouldn't. You know, some gas bags will talk about him being a bad hire. I don't think that'll happen. I think most people are understanding of the situation, and most Louisville fans, the vast majority of Louisville fans, I think are going to give Kenny Payne a pass this year, no matter what happens, especially the way things have kind of fallen apart here the last few weeks in terms of getting players, guards specifically, to Louisville. So I don't think people are going to be calling for Kenny Payne's job at all. I think people fully understand. Let me put it this way. They didn't understand what the situation was, but now they're starting to understand what the situation is with Louisville basketball. That's the best way I could put it. Texter, Louisville basketball has zero actual coaches, all recruiters. Good luck. I disagree there. I think Kenny Payne just, he coached in the NBA. he wasn't just a recruiter for Kentucky.
The big man whisper.
He's a big man. Yes, big man whisper. And Danny Manning has been a head coach. Nolan Smith is a recruiter, but he's trying to become a coach. So let's slow down on that.
He's in the developmental phase of trying to be a head coach later down the line.
Yes. Texter, big guards that can switch positions and get out on the break. That's the style of play that Denny Crum, not Cal. You don't know Crum's era. Miss UofL fans with that mess. Look, you can say that all you want, but these are literally what Calipari, like, those quotes are Calipari quotes, and you can't convince people otherwise. Quit trying to say that's the Denny Crum way. No, it's the John Calipari way right now. That's what John Calipari's been doing since he went to Memphis. You do forget that Kenny Payne spent a decade with John Calipari.
I mean,
so miss me with that mess, bro. Because you're doing your own, you're making your own narrative right there, and it's wrong. It's just wrong.
I'll defend it a little bit in terms of, like, that was a big Denny Crum thing.
They
have really big guards.
Yes.
They like to post up the guards and all those things. And Denny was a little slow on embracing the 3-point shot.
Right.
But I mean, just the way he says it, the way the quote rolls out, it just sounds so much like Cal.
It does. sound like Cal. And Jack's not a Kentucky fan, so don't take it from just me. Jack, look, if Jack disagrees with me, he would battle me over it.
I mean, I think it could be a thing where he's picking from both of those things because those are some similar philosophies that both of them have. I mean, I think in terms of like, we want to have freedom on offense and we want to, you know, I'm not going to say roll the ball out there, but kind of along those same lines, like that's
more positionless like, basketball, switch everybody around.
Yeah, yes. I mean, like, but in terms of like having big guards, inverting positions, all that stuff, that was Denny Crum basketball. And he made a great, you know, Hall of Fame, phenomenal career out of it.
But now's not the time to play Denny Crum basketball, and there's a reason why Denny Crum got fired at the end of his career.
Well, technically retired, but was
technically retired. You're right. He retired, but it was a, look, retire, and let's do this the nice way and not do it the messy way with Tom Jurich.
Right.
That's what it was. A couple more here, Jack. Texter, what about if Sam was still around? I think he would have been good with Coach Payne.
Elbow Sam.
They could use a guy like Elbow Sam right now. Texter, teams with quick guards will destroy U of L. U of L gets behind and have no three-point shooters. Going to be a long season.
To be fair on the first part, we always said that about Kentucky when they had the big guards. And other than the UConn game in 2014,
Texter, you do forget that Payne played for Crum. No, I don't forget that Payne played for Crum. I know that. I know that. Like Jack said, you could do a little bit of both. You could do some Denny Crum, but y'all say that's John Calipari. You can't sit here, Louisville fans that are texting in, and tell me with a straight face that that quote didn't sound like John Calipari. You can't. I understand you're defending Kenny Payne and you don't want to be Kentucky Light, but that's what you are. It's just a fact. I know he played from Denny Crum. I know he learned from Denny Crum, but who is he with? Like, okay, I'll put it this way. Who did he learn coaching from? Who's he been with more recently? John Calipari.
Tom Thibodeau.
I mean, it's just silly.
Here's a take for you, Strebel. He's going to run Al Ellis into the ground, play with too many minutes. That's what Tom Thibodeau does every year.
I just like this texture.
That's where you don't watch the NBA.
No,
you
don't I don't watch the NBA.
That hurts me.
This texture. Call me a fat F word.
That hurts me that you didn't get that joke.
I'm sorry, Jack. This texture's calling me awful names, including a dumbass. So
Thibodeau's lost three NBA jobs because of that.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yes. He stinks. All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. Back after this break, we'll wrap up the show. We're going to play a bunch of sound, have some fun, look at the On3 updated basketball recruiting ranking. So that and more. Jack Grossman, James Triple here on The Take, ESPN 680, 105.7.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I love how I didn't know what that was, Jack. And he goes, you don't know what a codpiece is? And I'm like, no, I don't know what a codpiece is. And he goes, well, back in medieval times. Like, so, I was supposed to know that.
And James Strebel.
Here it is. I'm on Wikipedia. A codpiece is a covering flap or pouch that attaches to the front of the crotch of men's trousers, enclosing the genital area. It may be held closed by string ties, button folds, or other methods.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, welcome back to The Take. It's the final segment here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Before we start here, Jack, I just saw this tweet, and is from Matt Jones, and it says, I hope all in Big Blue Nation will join me today and sing a prayer for Mike Pratt. He is a wonderful man that we should all keep in our hearts today. So our guy, Mike Pratt, who did radio here with Dan Issel. He was a guest on The Take multiple times. All around nice guy, just a wonderful man. As we know, he's battling cancer at this time. I don't have any official updates. I don't know what his health is or his status, but apparently, you know, it's a rough day for Mike, and so from everybody here at ESPN Louisville, you know, we think of the world of Mike Pratt. And if you pray, if you send good vibes, whatever you do, please send those the way of Mike Pratt. Great Wildcat, great guy, all around great guy. Always had a smile for me. Always just the nicest dude in the world. So hopefully Mike Pratt can get through this and get on the road to recovering health.
Yeah, I know Bob was talking about that he was going to go see him after his show today. And I don't have any update. I just hope he's doing all right, because he is legitimately one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
When people,
such a good guy.
Yeah, when people talk about Mike Pratt and how nice he is, it's they're not blowing smoke.
No, it's all legit.
Yeah, it's 100% legit. What you hear about Mike Pratt and how he is as a person is not people putting on for Mike Pratt. He is that type of person. I mean, when all that stuff happened with Dan Issel and the Kansas stuff, I texted Mike and I was like, hey, it's like, if I got you all any hot water with UK or anything, I was like, I apologize. I was like, I didn't know. And he texted me back immediately and was like, hey, man, it's no big deal. Don't think anything of it. It's not that serious. So, I mean, it's just the kind of guy he is. So
yeah.
Prayers to Mike Pratt. And hope he's okay. So hopefully we get some more updates from Bob. I know Bob's close with him and friends with him. Obviously, if he's going to visit him, hopefully there's some good news coming our way. So keep Mike Pratt in your prayers and thoughts. All right, no easy way to transition from that at all. But On3 released yesterday their 2023 top basketball recruits, their updated list. Obviously, that's a big deal for both Louisville and Kentucky, as there are multiple guys on the list from both schools. I alluded to this a little bit earlier, but look, On3 has become a, would you say, respected and legitimized recruiting ranking, Jack?
I think it would be part of the Lock Posit.
Yeah, I agree
with you.
Unless
Lock would just not put it in there out of spite.
Like, I can see Lock being one of those guys that...
Still uses Scout.
Yeah, uses Scout. Dude, I totally forgot about Scout, to be honest with you, until you said
we
that.
All
like,
did.
I never... like, there was a time where I looked at Rivals, I looked at Scout. And then 247 came on, and I was like, didn't that kind of push Scout out of the way? And now you have On3, so yeah, you're
big. 247 eventually buy Scout?
You know what? You might be right about that. I'm not sure. But
I know Evan Daniels originally Scout, and then was 247. I think that was a...
Evan Daniels, that's a name I haven't heard for a long time, and he was the dude. He was the guy that if he said something was going to happen, like, it was going to happen. He was
Roman
never
Chad
wrong.
Basically the exact same quote this morning.
Did he really? Yeah. That's funny. Well, Travis Branham's kind of turning into that guy. I mean, he really is. When he's a person where he logs prediction or he says something, like, you got to take that into consideration. And you got to take it
unless
seriously.
Unless it's DJ Wagner.
Unless it's DJ Wagner. Well, even I'm kind of, you know, I'm missing out on that, apparently. So, but that it is what it is. Anyway, let's get back to this the discussion at hand. All right, so... G.G. Jackson is the number one player in the class. Again, he's committed to North Carolina. DeJuan Wagner.
Secured.
Yeah, DeJuan Wagner, quote, drops to number two in the class. And what I like about On3, Jack, is they have right by the recruit, they have the schools that are hot and heavy in on them and the percentage chance. Whereas, like, on the other ones, you kind of, like, got to look and see maybe, like, where it is. But I do like that. So they have DJ Wagner, 83% to Louisville, 16% for Kentucky. So, yeah. Right behind him, Robert Dillingham, who we just talked about earlier, Travis Branham. He's announcing on June 24th saying all signs point to Kentucky. He's 81% Kentucky, 17% returning to Kevin Keats. That'd probably be more 100% to 0% for me. And then you go down the line a little bit. You got Kentucky again. I'm going to butcher this kid's name, but a small forward, 6'10", Modest Buzelis. And they're in a battle with Steve Forbes, Jack. What do you think about that? Steve Forbes, Wake Forest.
That's our guy.
Getting 29% while Kentucky getting 25% there. We talked about this off air. IU on a top 10 recruit here, Xavier Booker. You're battling with, who do you think you're battling with here?
Duke and Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Really? I thought Duke was in on them.
Michigan
too.
State 30%, IU 22%.
I like that. I like that a lot better than Shire.
Yeah, I think Shire may be in on him because this is only accounting for 52%.
Yeah, because I remember seeing.
But the two biggest ones are Michigan State and IU.
Yeah, because I remember seeing one. I think it was 247 updated theirs like last week or something. That,
right.
Because Booker jumped from like in their rankings from like 91 to 4th.
Oh, wow.
Which is insane.
That is a 91 to 4th. Jeez.
Yeah,
and he's having a summer.
Yeah, I know. And,
damn.
And all the, you know, Pigs and all the IU people are like, it's Indiana, Michigan State, and Duke. I was like, okay.
Okay, so we're here. It's Indiana, Michigan State. So you should feel good about that.
You should feel.
I think Woodson beats out Izzo.
I do, too.
How about that?
Shire, I'm afraid of.
Everyone's afraid of Shire, Jack. He's the boogeyman right now. Yeah, he wants you to play, he's going to get it.
But if it's just Izzo, I like the chances.
There you go. All right, and moving on down the line, KJ Evans, he's a guy that Kentucky's in on 88%, 88% to Arizona, only 4% for Kentucky, and he's number 11 in the class. You go down a little bit more. Aaron Bradshaw, that's 49% Kentucky, 43% Louisville. Aaron Bradshaw ranked 17th in these standings. So far, now we're starting to dry up a little bit. Not as many. Here we go. J.J. Taylor, Kentucky, 76% for him. He's number 31, small forward. Reed Shepard actually dropped, Jack. Reed Shepard was docked. He's no longer a five-star, at least according to On3. He's a four-star, ranked 42nd in the class. IU also in on number 45, Cohen Carr, 78% to IU. You guys are fighting Georgia Tech for him. And
yeah, I like my kids.
Yeah, I think you're good there. But that looks about it, at least in the top 100 for the local schools. You obviously have Ja'Kai Newton. He's number 66, Jack. He's a four-star, so congrats to that. And then Louisville got Caleb Glenn. He goes from 69 to 71, so Caleb Glenn also dropped in these rankings. So not good for Kentucky and Louisville with their commits. They both dropped. Caleb Glenn and Reed Shepard both dropped. So there you go. This little snapshot of the updated recruitings and where Kentucky, Indiana, and Louisville stand with that. Now, you told me before we came back on air that there's bad news on the IU front. So go ahead, Jack. What happened?
Our guy, also Gabe Cupps, 99th. He's an IU commit.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there Gabe Cupps.
Mighty 99th.
Yeah, what about?
Four-star.
Who has the police name?
The police name?
Miller
Cop.
Miller Cop. But isn't there another one? We had a t-shirt for it.
Hold on.
We had a t-shirt for it. Oh, my gosh.
I got it written
what
down.
Is it?
I got it written down. Just give me a sec. I just got to find. I have too many notes on this thing. That's what happens when you work for ESPN Louisville. Everything
yes,
goes into a note.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Oh, there we go. It's CJ Gunn. He's going to be.
There it is.
He's going to be a freshman on this year's team.
Okay, so that's what I was looking for him here, but he's on this year's team.
Yeah,
so
Cop and Gunn,
Cop
Hoosier
and Gunn.
PD.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Cop and Gunn, Hoosier PD. That's right.
Yes.
All right, Jack, let's say we had some fun here. Yeah, but, oh, no, you didn't give me your update. What's
Trey
the update?
Trey Galloway, groin surgery, out 10 to 12 weeks.
Oh, no. Yeah. He was huge against Purdue.
He was huge in a lot of games down the stretch for Indiana.
So that's a knock for the Hoosiers, Jack.
Yeah, he's a guy that was hopefully going to develop a jump shot this summer.
Well,
not going to do that now.
Maybe in the fall.
Yeah.
maybe in the fall.
I that's not a quick fix with his jumper.
No, it's not. You need a little more than that. So thoughts and prayers to our guy, Trey Galloway.
Yes!
And hopefully he's able to get a jump shot after the groin surgery. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and let's have some fun and play. This has been a very heavy sports show, Jack.
Do we want to start with Drew and Blank on weed or Pat in the V show on nude beaches and just all sorts of nonsense?
Ooh. You know what? Let's go ahead and let's start with the weed. I want to hear Dieter call Blankenbaker this name here. I want to hear Dieter call Blankenbaker a weed name. Go ahead, Jack.
So I guess Montrezl Harrell got found with 3 pounds of weed.
Ooh.
Well, see, you say, oh, like, I don't care. Like,
I don't care about it either.
Look, I think I'm that amount would normally, I mean, I don't know the laws, but I think that's probably with intent to sell is the reason it's a class C felony.
It's an assumed intent to sell, but when you have that much money.
Right, so I don't assume Montrezl Harrell is on the verge of selling weed. I assume he smokes a lot of weed.
I would say so. I would say, you know, that's when you have 3 pounds of marijuana, what are you buying? Bulk.
Not marijuana. I don't even understand what 3 pounds is. Like when somebody I'm going to sound so freaking uncool. What is a quarterbag? How much weed is a quarterbag of marijuana? Is that a quarter pound?
So quarter ounce?
I don't. See, we're going to sound so stupid.
3 pounds of weed's 48 ounces.
Strikes me as. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, thanks. So I could fill up three Coors Lights cans, okay, of the pints. Of the Twisty.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I get a sense of how much weed that is.
That's great. All right, what else you got, Jack?
Blankenstoner.
Yes, Blankenstoner. Blankenstoner!
We're smoking barbecue and joints.
I can listen to those two talk about pot all day.
Program to be, great again.
Oh, no, that sounded like Trump. It was Trump. Oh, no!
Octopussy.
Do that one again.
Octopussy.
It's a James Bond movie, by the way. This is the name of a James Bond movie. Is that what they were referring to, Jack? I hope. Okay, good. That's what I thought. All right, let's do it. Since
that wasn't it.
Oh, that wasn't it?
We were talking about, do you eat octopus? I need to go back because Avery only got the drop.
They're talking about eating octopus, and that's how they get to octopus.
Well,
at least they made the journey. they yes. completed it.
And then they connected it to James Bond.
Have you ever had octopus, Jack?
No.
Neither have I.
Because that was the thing, is of course blank.
Yo, of course. Yes. So I can say octopus-y. Yes, of course. Yes. Has blank had it? I've had squid.
He tried to say the calamari was octopus, and it just isn't. So
no, it's squid. Those are two completely different animals.
If you want this program to be, great again,
I mean, a squid and an octopus are both cephalopods, but
octopusy,
but they're not the same. Okay. That was my nerd moment for the show. All right, let's get into it. Let's do it. Everyone's waiting for it. Let's get with the Bob Valvano, the V Show, Pat Jaggers, Nikki V, Bobby V. How did it fall off the rails? What happened?
Christian Gray, he gets mad because his significant other wants to essentially sunbathe nude. Oh. But anyways, so she gets, she starts. Oh. What is going on right
plumber,
now?
The plumber called.
Oh,
call.
The plumber's there. Oh.
Okay.
Would you do it?
There you go.
There, he's back.
There he is.
That's a good question. Was that what I missed? Were you getting onto nude beaches? Did you get into that?
Yes, that was my question. If it's significant other, you guys are like on your honeymoon.
Yeah, would you?
Or...
No.
Wait. Uh-oh. We got a delay.
I missed the question.
Oh my God! Inject this into my veins.
It's just so perfect on every level.
It's great.
You got nude beaches. Yes. You got
the plumber.
The plumber. Yeah. You got Bob not turning the mic on. You got Bob losing connection.
Play that last one again, please. I gotta hear that again. That's great sound, man.
The full thing or just the end?
You know what? Play the full thing. Play the full thing again. Here we go. Play
Christian Gray. He gets mad because his significant other wants to essentially sunbathe nude. Oh. But anyways, so she gets, she starts. Oh. What is going on right
plumber,
now?
The plumber
called.
Oh,
the plumber's there. Oh.
Okay.
Would you do it?
There you go.
There he's back.
There he is.
That's a good question. Was that what I missed? Were you getting onto nude beaches? Did you get into that?
Yes, that was my question. If it's significant other, you guys are like on your honeymoon.
Yeah, would you?
Or...
Uh-oh.
We got a delay.
I missed the question.
That's wonderful sound, man. Jack, let's
Am I supposed to be doing a local lesbian right now? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
What?
Yeah,
what
go ahead.
Supposed to be doing, yeah.
Well, local lad.
Oh, yeah, a local lad. Am I supposed to be doing a local lesbian right now? Is that what I'm supposed
what
to be doing?
What the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, go ahead.
Supposed to be doing, yeah.
What are they talking about, Jack?
my dad takes little Patrick Ice, about 5 years old, up these steps, up the sand dune. We look out, and I'm telling you, this stuff is ingrained in my brain. I'll never forget it. I wish I did. Hell, it's probably what encouraged me to pose nude, you know? I mean, that memory in the back of my mind being ingrained. So it is what it is, and 5 years old, I experienced a new beach, and my dad was like, yeah, we're going back. We probably should have listened to the cop.
Oh, my God.
If you're going to be out there fully nude, you're going to be fully nude, and you're going to put sunscreen on it. You're not putting a sock on your junk while you're just, hey, everybody else is just letting it all out there. I'm putting a sock on mine.
This is okay.
Benji's over here trying to spit knowledge and wisdom. He's like, Patty, just use a sock to cover the pickle next time, dude. This is common sense. Benji, this is like eight years ago. This is my first time doing it. I had no idea what I was doing, bro. I mean, it's not like I'm doing this all the time. I mean, come on now. Like, Benji, what are we doing, brother?
Not only that, I don't...
Brother! What are you doing, brother? Put a sock on the pickle. Jack Grossman.
I don't want to be spilling like chili on my, you know, my bits. That sounds painful.
On people's private parts. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a splash zone around.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Wait, where's Nick eating chili when there's naked people?
I don't know what this means. Texter says, got a tan with a cod piece.
A cod piece.
Yeah,
do you know what a cod piece
man,
is?
Cod
no.
Piece.
It's
like, you told me that once before. I forgot. What is that?
A cod piece.
It's the thing that protects your Willie Johnson, right?
Yeah, it's basically like it was like rock stars a lot of times have them. It's like, think of it as a very fancy cup. Like, and it usually is like a bejeweled and bedazzled, and it's just, but yeah, it goes over your boys and
wowzers.
Yes, but it's not like just a cup. It's like a, you know, like it, like bejeweled and stuff. Like it's gonna be looking like, you know, covered in rhinestones you know, think of like if Kiss and a cup went together. That's what you would have. What's the point
Kiss?
Of that? Well, because it protects and also
back in the old days,
shows attention to you.
And they were trying to stab your Willie Johnson.
Yeah, guys would try to stab your Willie Johnson. Or chances are you probably had a lot of STDs and it covered them up, so it made everything look good. Oh my God.
STDs.
Yeah. I don't know. I might have made that second part up.
I think
yes,
you did.
Yeah. Bob with the robot voice, a sword to stick it in your Willie Johnson.
The first time I go tanning, Bob, completely roasted my butt. You think Nick's forehead's bad? You should have seen my buttocks.
Oh, my gosh. How many times has Pat been on a nude beach? It sounds like he's well-versed in them. He's like speaking from experience here. Jack, have you ever been to a nude beach?
No, but now that I've lost weight, I think it'd be fun.
Well, there you go, Jack. Yeah. Go to nude. So, okay, I'll ask you that question then. If you had a significant other... And she was like, honey, we're in France because they're very popular.
See, I think the goal is to be before you have a significant other to go to the nude beach.
Huh. I don't see a nude beach as like a single spot.
Yeah, but you look at everything.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Maybe you're right, but I think a lot of married couples that are comfortable with each other.
I feel like it's either, you know, married couples or singles. There's no one
between. Yeah, there's no in between. Yeah. Yeah, no,
like,
no.
You're not taking someone that you've dated for like a month to a
right.
nude beach.
I've never been to a nude beach myself either.
Would you like to go to a nude beach?
I wouldn't say I'd like to go to a nude beach.
Your wife comes up to you and says, James, I want to go to this nude beach. What do you say?
Okay, honey. Do you want to go to the nude beach? Let's go.
As long as the kids don't go.
As long as the kids aren't. No. That's definitely not it. No. The kids aren't going. That'd be a cruise situation. Like we just saw it where it's just the two of us and we're on the. But yeah. So I think that would be the case. But I'd have to. Obviously, it'd have to be with her. Like obviously.
Yes.
So before we get out of here, give us an update on the gas bag gambling league. Golly, I wish that were still in existence.
There's a throwback.
The gas bag softball league. What happened last night,
Jack?
Oh,
we lost.
Oh, you lost without Rummage? Oh,
yeah,
we lost
without Rummage.
What was the score?
19-7. And we had one really bad inning.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that sets it up, man. You have one bad inning, it's all done from there.
Yeah, where we had two outs, we had a misplay, and it – and the floodgates
just opened up.
And it wasn't like, after that, it wasn't like misplay after misplay after misplay. It was right. just, you know, they kept getting hits.
Things happen. Yeah. And it just builds and builds and builds. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had a moment, a bad moment.
Wait, well, okay, what happened?
Yeah. Oh, I hit a ground ball to short. Got it in the gap between shortstop and third base.
Okay.
And I'm like actually hustling, trying to beat it out.
Good
and
for you.
And I'm sitting and I'm like legitimately 5-6 steps away from the base, and I don't see the ball yet. And I'm like, where the hell is the ball? I'm thinking, this ball has to be in the outfield, or it has to be somewhere else. Like what in the world's going on?
It got past the shortstop.
My mental clock is saying the ball should be there right now.
Right.
So I turn my head to try to find the ball, and I slow down, and I don't beat it out because of that.
Oh, you never look at the ball, Jack.
I know.
You always keep your head down and you run.
I know.
You never look at the ball. That's baseball 1-on-1. I don't know anything.
I was so confused because Nick actually credited to the weight loss.
you were faster than I did. Yes.
And I've never, been able to actually have a chance to beat out an infield grounder.
You're like, I want to beat it.
It just didn't register to me that I could actually run fast enough to beat it out. So.
Wow. I'm sorry that you missed it.
Yeah, but Big Blue Drew hit a home run.
Oh, did he? Oh, Big Blue Drew played with you all. He hit a home run. So congrats to him.
And I will say this. Jamie lived up to the standard last night.
Like, what do you mean?
Every ball that went his way,
he got. Yeah,
He was a magnet. I mean, he had a double play where he just backhanded a ball, stepped on the bag, and fired one to Biscuit.
Yeah, nice.
Nick actually had a really good throw from the outfield to get a guy at second base that Jamie obviously made the catch and made
of
the
course,
tag on.
Yes,
and there must have been at least 6 or 7 or 8. Plays for Jamie, and he made every single one of them. He made it look so incredibly routine and simple.
And you're like, why can't we all be like
that? Yes. the ump turned to me and he goes at one point, or he legitimately says, it's too bad you all don't have 8 of them.
Well, you're like, thank you, umpire, for rubbing it in.
And I'm like, I agree. we all wish we were like that.
Appreciate you, ump. Thank you very much. We're getting our clocks cleaned here. All right, let's start wrapping things up here. What's going on tonight? We've got we got Reds and Diamondbacks at 9:10 here on ESPN 680 105.7. That's the main thing. What else we have going on the station tonight, Jack? Anything else?
We got bonus hour next.
Bonus hour.
Yep. We got Reds.
That's what I said. Reds tonight, 9:10.
Yeah,
so.
That's literally the only thing. That's
all right. It's a dry sports day. Not a lot going on unless you're a baseball fan or a baseball fan. Yeah. it's pretty much NBA Finals Thursday. All right, tomorrow we have a fun show planned for you today. Tomorrow as well, we're gonna have Perrin Johnson in the studio with us. We'll have Travis Graff to talk a little Kentucky basketball recruiting, and then whatever else pops up our way. I mean, I'm sure news will be made at some point. Again, Andy Sweeney will be out on vacation. Jack and I will be back together along with Perrin Johnson to get a little bit of a U of L perspective in there. And the rest of the week is set. Thursday, we'll have the Blitz, Rick Bozich. Friday, Ethan Moore. So, Louisville fans, bear with me. I'm going to have the other side of the story here with me tomorrow and Friday for sure. So, I'm James Struble. Jack Grossman with us. It's been The Take on ESPN 680 105.7.